Have you guys ever been on stage before? Have you, like in high school, were you in one of the high school productions? Gord, were you?
Not in high school.
Because you were shy, I know.
Terribly shy. In grade school, I should have gone out for the lead in Oliver because I fit the, you know, little blonde-haired boy.
Yeah.
I could have, but I was too shy to do it, so I ended up being in the side choir. I ended up doing my impersonation of Elvis in high school.
And that sort of kind of brought you
out. Got me out of my shyness.
Yeah, really. Ian MacArthur?
Well, yeah, in grade six, I was the Cowardly Lion, in The Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
Yeah, it's had to sing and everything.
Wow. Put him up.
I'll fight you with one hand
behind my back.
You know, and that whole life is sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy without the women verb. Remember all the words?
Still wear the costume on the weekend?
Yeah, fits over one leg.
Actually, Steve Roberts, you went to see Second City just recently, their new show, and I regret to say that I haven't been there in years, and I should, because this one show is getting rave reviews.
Yeah, the Toronto Star was just raving over it, and they don't tend to rave over Second City all that often, like especially to give it 4 stars. I saw it's a show called How to Kill a Comedian, and it's part of their Second City's main stage review for the spring. Mm. And it's one of those unique things about this city is that, you know, we have one of the very few Second City troupes around the world, and this was a great show. I love it. It's sort of edgy and it's musical, and they never. What's great about it too is that it's always topical, right? They've got things like politics that they'll talk about, terrorism, and even in this one, there was a great sketch about getting your flu shot at Shoppers Drug Mart, and yeah. It's just, you're gonna love it. It's just awesome.
Did you know that I got my start in theater?
Really?
Did you know that? Have I ever told the story that I did Macbeth?
You
and I was desperately shy as well, like Gord. But you know, being on stage and being somebody else really kind of helped me, you know, become somebody else. And I felt better in front of people, not being myself.
Yeah.
Which is maybe why I chose radio. Come to think of it, because people really can't see you.
It's
you
true.
Just I sound good looking, and that's really important.
You're a handsome man.
But so I starred in this play called Swerg. It was a musical, and I was the MC, in fact, the star of the show. I remember telling my father what it was all about. It was about a guy who could do absolutely anything, but chose not to. He thought it was really more of a challenge to tie a record exactly than to beat a record. And that was the sort of the premise. So I sang this song at the very end. My father came reluctantly because I was supposed to work in the steel company because
everybody in Hamilton went
to the steel company. My brother just recently retired from the steel company. So at the end, I actually sang at the end, at the side of the stage. I remember singing the song. It was called Take the Time to Stop, Smell the Flowers Along the Way. We walk this road just once. Don't let tomorrow come before today. Take some time to dance. Take some time to go see a friend. And then I paused, the music stopped, and then I look up and I say, and take time to smile. And I saw my father. We were eye to eye at that very, very moment. He has never approved of anything I ever did. The people started to applaud. He was the first one up. Wow! That's my boy. That's my boy. And it was really the most...
That's really sweet, actually.
One of the most wonderful times in my life. That, you know, that we actually got approval for the very first time. So, well, yeah, maybe theater. Maybe theater's a good idea for this kid. Maybe not the steel company.
Did you always have like a really deep voice though? Like did when you sang, was it down here like it always is now?
Yeah, it was actually. I still can't sing. And I mean, Aaron can sing, but I can't sing at all. And I wish I could. So I sort of talked musically.
You were the first white rapper.
Yeah, I was. I was the white berry white. But I love the stage, and my kids still to this day, they love going to theater, and we're blessed here in Toronto that we get some of the best theater in the world.
Oh, it's awesome here.